It is Inauguration Day on 89.1 WEMU. Donald Trump officially becomes President of the United States. Tomorrow, there may be as many as 1 million people attending the Women's March in Washington, D.C., there to protest anticipated policy changes in the new administration. There are more than 600 sister marches that will take place around the country. There are nearly as many planned around the rest of the world. Closer to home, there's going to be a women's march in Ann Arbor Saturday afternoon and another march and rally in Ypsilanti. This one's been billed as the Ipsy March for Love, Resilience, and Action. My guest this morning is a member of the steering committee that put the event together, and I'd like to say good morning to Erica Cavell. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
With all of the other rallies that are taking place, 15 in the state of Michigan, one in Lansing, as I mentioned, one in Ann Arbor, why did the committee feel it necessary to create another right in Ypsilanti?
We made a march in Ypsilanti because we knew that some people could not make it out to the one in D.C., and we wanted to bring the community together. We wanted to make a march that was a little bit more focused on positive energy and focus on something that would be
resonate
more
in your hometown.
Yep, and bring people power together, yep.
As I mentioned, it's billed as the Ipsy March for Love, Resilience, and Action. What did those words mean to you in context of this event?
We wanted to focus on something that would be not so angry, not so focused on the energy that people were hateful towards Trump. We wanted to be doing something like the community gathering that we're going to be having after the march.
There's been so much talk about how we should proceed as a nation, how we should proceed as a state, and even individually in our own communities. But it also comes down to how do these changes impact us personally? What are the issues that drove you to become involved?
For me, as a member of the LGBT community, I knew that Trump was going to be potentially taking away my rights, and I wanted to be involved and just prepare for what might be coming with his inauguration. My father's Hispanic, and I knew that his rights might be taken away. And I knew that we needed to get together as a community and feel that people power and feel the strength that we could have together.
You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. We're talking with Erica Cavell about Saturday's Ipsy March for Love, Resilience, and Action. It is one of more than 600 such demonstrations taking a place across the country as Donald Trump assumes the presidency. It is a sister march to the Women's March in Washington, D.C., a companion to the Women's March planned in Ann Arbor tomorrow. What is the desired outcome for the group in Ypsilanti? What do you hope that people walk away with after participating tomorrow?
We want people to feel stronger together. We want people to feel like they've met new members of the community that they may not know beforehand. We want the silos that may not have met before to come together. We want people to get some information at our community gathering and go away from it feeling like they have empowered each other.
If you looked at a voting map of Washtenaw County after the November general election, Hillary Clinton won big in Ann Arbor, won big in Ypsilanti. Much of the rest of the county, however, was decidedly red. It means a lot of the neighboring communities favored a Trump presidency. What would you say to them as they celebrate their candidate's ascension to power?
I would say that they are invited to our march, and they can definitely come and march with us even if they felt like they didn't need to.
Once the march is over, is there a future for the committee that put this event together? Will it morph into a political advocacy group or continue holding events to keep these kinds of issues at the fore of the community conversation?
Yes, we are planning on continuing to meet. We aren't really sure where we're going to go from here, but we do want to continue to meet and keep going with this.
Well, let's talk a little nuts and bolts. When and where does the march begin?
So it's going to begin at noon outside of Buenos Aires. And we are going to rally for a little bit beforehand, and then it's going to march and end right at Buenos Aires. It's going to go for about an hour, and then we're going to have the community gathering in the basement of Buenos Aires. There's going to be some community charades going on in place of the inauguration, just kind of to give our own inauguration.
Mm-hmm. Well, I assume, as you have mentioned, all are welcome, regardless of where you're from or who you voted for?
Absolutely, and the event is free.
That is Erica Cavell. Thank you so much for coming by today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
She is a member of the steering committee that put together tomorrow's march and rally in Ypsilanti. It's billed as the Ipsy March for Love, Resilience, and Action. You can find more information by visiting the event's Facebook page. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.